Good morning, everybody. I hope y'all are having a good morning.
What up, man? Good morning. It's in the booth. It's your boy Messenger.
Canton Jones.
Ramona Jones.
Yeah.
Everything came together in the booth.
In the booth.
Years later, and we're still in the booth.
In the booth.
Do a podcast with the interview.
Interviews.
Can't even stop what we finna do. Got a resume longer than a limousine. Never got something for the king, something for the queen. Never got a winning team by the three team.
Then
we hit them with a bottle boom by the beam.
You know what it is when we in the booth. Stick it to the beach, we get to the news. And no matter what, we gon' tell the truth. See time hoppers, you gon' see the fool. Coach a kid today, gotta pull it from the roof. Get the best and get the big, gotta get the new. Find another way to preach, we don't need a suit. Up to the room in the game, looking for recruits. Let's go.
KK got lost in the moment.
We caught the WB frog.
Doing something for real for the first time. Well, thank you guys for joining us in the booth today. Please like, share, and subscribe to the show on Facebook, YouTube, and all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
Yes, sir. And if you would like to sponsor or advertise the show, hit us up at intheboothpod@gmail.com. And shout out.
What is that?
That's a pickety fork.
Pickety fork. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Lord.
That's the bass boy. You like that.
Hey, man, shout out to everybody that be in the chat, everybody that do the comments, everybody that liked the on YouTube, Facebook, and all the platforms. Everybody that gave 5 stars.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We're still a 5-star platform,
hey,
ladies and
let
gentlemen.
Let me tell you one of our most faithful and loyal listeners, and it's Mona's dad.
For real.
Dad Estelle.
Yeah, my dad too.
Robert Estelle Sr. Yeah. Your dad too?
Yeah, my dad. Yeah. Also.
Mona dad don't agree with nothing that we say.
But he love it. He love it though.
I'm like, grow up, come on the show, man. He like, nah, I got an image to protect. You know?
Not an image.
I tried to get my dad on the show. He's like,
What? He like, what? Come on, man. I would love, like, that'd be awesome if they came on and like showed their opinion. I'm trying
to get
them.
Maybe they'll come together. What you think?
We'll see.
We'll schedule.
We'll make something happen. Man. I'm just waiting for my uncle to come out to Atlanta. I want to have my daddy uncle.
Boy, that's what. I just bring popcorn that day. Because I know eventually, like, they're going to start off mature as mature adults, and then they're going to get, the longer they on the show, they're going to turn to the kids, and they're going to start arguing. Because I know your dad and coach argue a lot.
Yeah.
So do y'all know, America? My high school basketball coach.
Oh, I got some history for you.
Was oh, is you, his?
You can bring something up, right? Quick.
Uncle, in Florida. So that's how far we go back to.
It's a pitch.
Y'all used to come to the game. Y'all came to our state championship game, didn't you?
Yeah.
I was like,
we came to the semis.
Y'all was there for the whole thing.
Yeah, any Ely Dillard game during
the '90s, early '90s, late
'80s break.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
All them games.
But them games are. You talking about rivalries, bro. Yeah,
Mac 3.
Yeah, so. That's how far we go back. Thomas Temple Church of God in Christ, big shout out.
I'm going to give y'all some Thomas Temple church history right quick.
What you know about Thomas Temple, man? Thomas Temple is the church that we grew up in. Yeah. His daddy grew up. See, Kaza didn't grow up. You didn't grow up in there.
Nah.
But your daddy and your uncle, my mom and daddy, you know, we grew up in Thomas Temple. So that's. That's the history. So y'all gonna know about this little church in Pompano Beach, Florida.
Y'all finna get some history.
Thomas
today.
Temple.
Oh my God.
His mama, Delia Edmond, was the church mother.
My great grandma was the church mother before her.
Really?
Yeah, my mother McClendon. My great grandmother was, when she passed, then my grandmother became the, because my grandmother was an usher, a lifelong usher.
So Mother McClendon is your
great grandma.
On whose side?
Mac 3.
Daddy's side, mama's side?
My daddy's side.
Okay. Wow. Didn't
she know stayed that. Right down. She was,
I remember
she had,
that name.
She had the
though.
House on the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right there. On the corner
house I remember is them old dudes used to play checkers and chess and cards up under the tree.
My grandma did stay on by five down.
This man pointing like we ain't pumping no right now. Like I can see what he pointing.
Across
at,
from the
like,
church.
I needed to.
I know that Grandma Kate used to live across the street.
Yeah, all of them really lived and, right there.
Like she was literally across the street.
Yeah.
And the candy lady, y'all. If you haven't, I mean, we had a candy lady that was official. This lady had all types of candy.
She had everything
from Jolly Ranchers.
But pig
before
feet,
Jolly Ranchers went to
pickles.
The yeah, pick yeah.
She had chews.
She had chews. What? Yeah.
1 cent chew. They were 1 cent.
Chew.
Chew. And
big bowl. Big
bowl. Yeah,
we just call them big blows.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Big bowl. Yeah, yeah.
Big bowls 1 cent. Bro, you going there with a quarter, bro? You going
to come up? And that's what I used to tell when I go offer and I'd be like, hey, hey, take this dollar and give me 75 cents back. So I can get change to go to the candy. Okay,
bro, 25
cents. And then you eat your candy by putting it behind your back. Yeah. And then that was when the Jolly Ranchers was a stick. See, right now, these kids, they get it.
Oh,
yeah. We had a long Jolly Ranchers.
They can't do that no more.
Yeah, they can't do it no more.
They can't do that no more.
So, man, you know,
yeah.
Big shout out to the candy lady. If you don't have church with a candy lady, then the question about where is our youth and why they're not in church.
Yeah.
That's why.
You need a candy lady.
You need a candy lady
to keep all the young folks
but
in the church.
Candy lady used to keep us in church.
Yeah.
Praise God for the candy lady, boy. And they used to have them brown liquor bags.
Yeah.
The little brown bags.
Why are they liquor bags?
The 40 bags.
Yeah.
The brown bags.
They used to have the brown bags. I don't know why, but she always had the brown bags.
Because you had the big pickle that you had to buy and put that in there. Remember?
We had the big pickle. We had pickle. You ate pickle pig feet?
Ew, no.
Pork sausage?
Never heard of that till I met you.
Pickle leg?
Never heard of any of that until I met y'all.
But you ain't ain't nothing like a pig foot just floating. It's red.
No.
The pickle leg.
That and boiled pickle peanuts. Leg. I've never heard of that.
Boiled peanuts?
Never heard of boiled peanuts until I met you.
Violation.
Peanuts?
Never heard of it.
You never heard of it?
Never
boiled?
Heard
now,
of it.
You from Dallas. They got to have boiled peanuts in Dallas.
No. Wet peanuts? Ew.
Wet peanuts?
They're not wet. They're
boiled.
You had boiled peanuts.
If you boil them, aren't they wet?
Peanut? Is that just a South Florida thing?
They're wet.
Oh, my goodness. They suck.
But we used
if
to
you
love
boil
that.
Them, aren't they wet?
Oh, man.
We used to love
them. You had fried pickle, though.
Yeah, pickles, but not pickle feet.
I ain't know nothing about fried pickle until I went to Texas.
What about pickle leg? I ain't never had no fried pickle.
What's a pickle leg?
Yeah, I ain't know that until I went to Texas.
A pickle leg.
What is that?
A pickled egg.
Egg.
So you
oh, pickled egg. Egg.
You take the juice, the pickle juice, and put an egg in there.
Yeah.
And then, man, that jumps so good.
Yeah, it is.
Make your eye close.
Because
it's so bitter.
Yeah.
No.
But pull up that first picture. Okay. We're going to do a little quick. Thomas Temple.
I know y'all like.
Church of God of Christ.
Get
church
on
history.
It.
Now, this is the front
what
of my
in
auntie. Early 80s. Wedding. That's what.
Oh,
the
wow.
Front
that mug got
that mug just
a typewriter.
Two bells in a boat. Yeah. This is before color printing.
Like a typewriter.
Yeah, my auntie Audrey would
took all day to do that mug. I misspelled.
No printer. Yeah.
Start over.
Yeah.
Now go to the second one. If you scroll down, you will see a ring bearer, Kenton Jones. You was at my auntie wedding, but my mama
found it. Oh, my God.
Gosh. What? Yeah,
Kenton Jones.
That's the ring bearer, Kenton Jones. But
that is hilarious.
Who is your auntie?
My mommy, my auntie on my mama's side, my mama's sister.
Who?
You don't even
and
know
you
auntie Audra.
Wow.
You don't even. I don't think you know Auntie Audra.
A little
but
bit of history.
She found it. She told me. I was like, you got to see me.
Look at his face. He don't know. He don't remember.
I don't remember that at all. How old does she know? How old I was. What year is that? What year is that?
Go
back to the year. The year should be on them.
Nah, bro. It's before they put years on them. This more prehistoric. Ain't nothing but the names, but it's a wedding.
He said prehistoric.
People, yeah.
Like, it's going to be $30 to put the year on them. You want the year? It's going to be $30.
Yeah.
Wow. Ring bearer. Bro,
my
gotta be,
it.
I was five. Oh, before five.
80s, yeah.
Probably three.
Yeah, ring bearers are not older than.
Yeah, I mean, if it's early 80s,
you had to
80,
be
I was
probably
three.
Like four. Because
so
I'm 81. 1 year behind you, and I would have been the ring bearer. So too young for me to be it. So whatever the first number to ever
just
age
it.
To be a ring bearer, that's how old you was. So you probably four.
Yeah, you probably weren't walking.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't even remember that. Just.
I don't remember nothing. I don't remember that at all. And it's amazing because, like, I could probably remember back to
five, vaguely four, like with my sisters playing games. But I sure enough don't remember that.
I remember four.
I remember some three.
Some
people remember. Yeah, three. I can't see how you.
I remember the preschool I went to.
I
remember mine too. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember my preschool.
I remember preschool.
I can remember back to three.
I guess so.
And I remember my teachers in preschool. Like, I can go back to
three. Yeah, I don't remember two. No. I don't like remember
three,
preschool.
Three and four.
I'm digging for three, boy.
Yeah.
I be digging for last week. we just met and talked at church. I was like,
We just met and talked.
But that's, all right, go on with your story.
Thomas Temple Church of God in Christ history moment.
Yeah, y'all gonna hear a lot about Thomas Temple. Yeah. That's where we come from, man. That's Pompano Beach, baby.
Oh, man.
Shout out to Pompano Beach that put out so many NFL players. Deerfield, too, put out a lot of NFL players that's out there right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yes, sir.
All right, man. We got to talk about it. Tyree Nicholas death, five Memphis police, black police, let's say that, have been charged for the death of beating this young man. A lot of people have seen the video. The video has floated around. We just going to show a little clip. We don't want to show the whole thing because it's very and guard your kids' ears. They couldn't bleep out everything because they just went ham and crazy and just everything in this video. But make sure you pay attention to the person that's tasing this young man because he didn't get arrested.
Wow. Pulled over. Let me warn you, the video is graphic and disturbing. Police have also edited portions of it. Here it is.
Again, cover your kids' ears.
Then you can tell how much stuff gets away that they get away with. Bro. I mean, if they bold enough to do it with cameras on, nah.
You guys are really doing a lot right now.
Bro, lay down.
He's on the ground. He say lay down. And he ain't even that type of guy, bro. Yeah, that's good, man. That's enough for me.
Police need to understand that. People are scared in that moment when you just jump out
they
the car.
They know that.
Especially
like,
now.
Like they
you,
know that.
You, like they, you, they you're scaring that. The people. They're like, turn around. Get, you're on the ground and you're still saying, get out, I'm going to tase you. Like, bro,
and you got six people coming towards you.
Yeah.
They know.
Like, somebody, the adrenaline ain't going to be going. They ain't going to be scared for their life. Like, they just going to be, you know, calm like they in a library while you just sit there and beat them and tase them. Like, come on, man.
Yeah. Like, but you'll see. These guys, unfortunately, they're gonna hang.
They gonna hang them
for not literal hanging, but I don't know. But they're gonna hang for all the injustices for police brutality throughout the years. They're gonna use these guys because they're African American, or you know, predominantly most of them are African American. I know there's a white guy.
Which I didn't even know.
White police involved that didn't
I didn't even know this part.
He got away. He didn't even get arrested.
Yeah. This picture right here.
You know,
they fired, charged, and locked up the five black men. And then the white guy who's saying, get on the ground, when he's already on the ground, just so he can tase him. He didn't have to tase him. But, you know, they got to, before they make a move, they have to, you know, declare something. So if they say, you know, stop resisting, that gives me a reason to kick you or punch you. Or they say, get on the ground, and that give me a reason to tase you. And he's already on the ground. So
guy was relieved of his duty. Everybody else was locked up, fired, and charged.
Now that's that right there.
I didn't know that.
There's a whole nother dynamic to this. Like,
but now we're saying that the five black guys should have been.
All six of them.
Yeah, but he should have been fired
included
as well.
Included with everything that happened with them, he should have been included. Because all of them, I don't think, hit him. Two of them were pretty much holding him. So the white guy actually did more than the other two black men that didn't hit him.
Hmm.
So that's what I'm trying to figure out. Okay, wait, how did you just manage to miss that? And he's on video. Like, you see his hand, you know, tasing him. So, like,
and who made that call? Was it the white lady who was the black lady that was the police chief? Did she make the call of what happened to those guys as far as being fired or being?
I don't know exactly.
Because they were fired and arrested.
Their unit is the Scorpion unit.
Scorpion unit,
They've
disbanded the unit. Of course, they're going to do that now.
So I've tried not to watch any of it, But in my peripheral, I remember seeing six black guys. Did I just imagine that?
It was five of them.
And him.
And the white dude.
So they actually showed his picture the first time, like when they released
everybody. Oh, no.
So it was always just five black guys.
Right, they didn't put him in the group.
Yeah. Matter of fact, his father, I believe, had to come out and say something. I saw in the interview of
Tyree's father, the white dude?
No, Tyree's father said, there was one white guy that was tasing my son, and he said that in an interview. I don't know what, if it was Good Morning America or Fox or MSNBC, one of them. And he said, nothing's been done. And then I think that is kind of what got somebody
looking at him.
Like, his father had to come out and say something.
But that's what I'm telling you. Once they do this, all of the guys that shot, because most of the time it's been white people, white officers shooting unarmed black men.
Yeah.
You know, now you have a black officers. Beating up an unarmed black man. So, you know, they didn't shoot him, but they killed him, you know. And so you have a full extent of the law. See, this is what we don't understand as African-American people that get arrested. When you're arrested, it's at the discretion of the system on the extension of what they're going to give you. So, let's say they always give you a period of time that you can get or certain violations or penalties that you can get. So this violation covers 3 to 5 years. So you trip out that you do the same thing and one guy gets 3 years and you get 5 years, because they can do 3 to 5 years based off of the discretion of the system, which is the lawyer, the judge, the jury, all of that. So most of the time, they're gonna, if you black, you get the full extension. You get all of it. And that, I feel like these guys is getting ready to get the full extension of the law. They're getting ready to get all of what needs to happen in this situation, the things that white people don't get. They're getting ready to get it, I'm telling you.
But all six of them, not just the
five.
This
is going to make it very interesting.
Yeah,
it's going to be a game changer, because what you do to these men, you're going to have to do to the white officers.
Yeah, exactly.
But this becomes the new model or just
the standard
template of moving forward when it comes to this type of stuff.
But it's gonna force the law to look at white men as well. Like I'm not making this a black and white thing, but it's gonna force them to judge us all equally in because of this case. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because usually it's either all white officers or all black officers.
Well, they ain't
officers.
Doing a good job right now.
Well, I mean, it's just started. Yeah, but trust me, when they start to dig into it, they're gonna have to. If not, you're gonna have you talking about a riot. It's gonna be something real different.
This is what creates
because you cannot
the riot.
Arrest.
It already happened. They did. Yeah, they did that. But you cannot.
No, I'm talking about
this is
when it goes to the court.
Yeah.
And this is what creates the riots.
This is what creates the outrage, where you do this stuff in plain sight. Like, what excuse can you give to say, oh, well, we didn't want to, you know, bring the hammer down on him just yet. Let's do some investigation. When they all in the same party,
right? And they got arrested,
everybody robs the bank, but you say, okay, you not gonna go to jail right now. Let's investigate you.
Let's just relieve you of your duty.
They all in the crime, and you the getaway man. You got money. You got money. You drove the car. Okay, we got all y'all, but you. We just gonna sit you aside, do a little investigation, right? Like what?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like that in plain sight, and his daddy had to come up and speak.
I want
to
know though, what like because somebody's getting ready to start singing. If the black woman who is the police chief of Memphis said that somebody told her or suggested to her that we fire immediately these guys and let this guy go. Mm-hmm. That part of the system is getting ready to be exposed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now you're getting ready to see, okay, well, who called you? Mm-hmm. The commissioner from this or whatever, or the police chief from that, or I don't know who's the next guy up, who's her boss, but you're getting ready to, the system is getting ready to be exposed. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because really, you don't have to go above the system if they were all black and you just fire them and that's it. A lot of questions have been raised because of that. And like I said, they deserve everything that they're going to get.
Yeah, all of them.
But all of them deserve what they want to get, what they're going to get.
And everybody moving forward, because this is worse than Rodney King. Rodney King, as bad as Rodney King was, Rodney King survived. Like, this is a worse beating. Like, you beat him till he didn't come back.
Right.
So, I mean... Yeah, the punishment, like they say, got to fit the crime, and we have to, they have to figure out a new protocol of, you know, what they can do when engaging people. Like if there's four people to one person, there's no need to be, you know,
aggressive.
Over the top aggressive. Like he's. They're not, especially when they're not resisting, they're down. The man is like, all right, y'all doing too much.
Was he stopped on? Did they ever come out with that?
He was driving some reckless driving or something. But I think he was trying to get to a lighter area. You know, don't nobody want to get pulled over in the dark, so you want to get to a lighter area.
So why were you pulling him over
initially?
Reason? You know, reckless driving or something he did. I don't know the exact maneuver of the car or whatever he did, but they said he was driving recklessly or something.
So
like
that is the reason
six
why
people to beat him six, to the ground.
No, bro.
But the way. If you listen to their language, just when they come out, they got out to beat him. They're like, get out, dude, I'm gonna break your, like, bruh, like you, just by the way you're talking, you ready to fight, like you, this is what you do. Y'all whole unit, this is what y'all do, y'all get people, y'all over aggressive, too much bravado, machoism, all of this stuff.
And you don't never see them doing that on the other side of the block, bro. Not black men. White men will come over to a black neighborhood and do that. But you don't never see no black dudes doing that on the other side of the block. They ain't never did that to a white boy. They ain't never did that to somebody that's white. And that's the trip about this, bro, that we, you know, our community is willing to destroy us without thinking twice. You know, all hip-hop records, bro, when you hear a dude talking about, I'm a headbush, I'm finna pull out the chopper, they're not talking about shooting white people or other nationality. They talking about shooting us. Yeah. All of the songs are about you shooting the person that looked like you, which is so crazy that bro, you talk about, like, when slavery has really, really, really been achieved is when you will kill yourself.
Yeah, I mean,
and it's like bruh, we don't even have to do nothing to y'all. You'll do it to yourself. Yeah. And to now, your policemen are willing to brutally beat you for no reason.
Yeah,
man, what?
Bruh, that dude could have been in cuffs. He could have been in cuffs. Y'all had him down. Y'all could have put him. He was putting his hands.
Yeah, and you don't. Back. We don't know why would you even put him in cuffs? You didn't ask him no. You didn't go up to him, ask him a question. Yeah. Nothing.
Like, there was no resistance.
He didn't have a weapon on him. It just doesn't make any sense,
bruh.
And why would the Scorpion unit pull people over? Don't they supposed to kick in doors? Crack. You know they supposed to go to crack. Why are you doing just a routine traffic stop?
Yeah, that I don't know, but. I don't understand as a black man how you can do that to another black man.
Exactly.
Just as if I'm a police, I just can't see myself doing
just
what
based on the past
did.
2 years
and,
alone.
And even if I'm holding them and you punching them, I'm gonna say, bro, chill. Like I'm,
that's enough.
Like, yeah, that's like, why are you hitting them? I got him. Like, let's just put
that's
him in the car.
That's why it seems like it's another motive or something
like,
else
like,
that we
no,
don't know
No, that's just
about.
What they do. Like.
It's the culture of it. It's
the culture.
It's the cause
it's,
fear.
Legally, I get to beat people up. Yeah. That's just what it is. And that
you're
culture.
About something changed because you're not. You got the new law that says that
you can shoot back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you do something, yeah. You,
like bro. Man, people. Man, nah.
It got to be some kind of way. That
something,
the police
something changed.
Got to be policed better. Like the cameras, if they doing this on cameras, okay, then you got to do more than cameras. Like it got to be something where, you know what I'm saying? They got to be policed for all that. And you got to change protocol and how you engage. Yeah. Once they're down, you can't kick them. You can't like take all that out. Yeah. If they're on the ground and there's more of you than them, you cannot strike them.
Yeah.
Take that out.
You know what to stop it? Messing with that money.
Do you feel like because they've been trained all these years in school and all that to beat and shoot?
But that's
I'm saying you're never
resistance.
You're never being able to use that in all your years.
Oh yeah,
you're never being able to
like,
shoot
like,
nobody.
I need some action.
Yeah, I need some action. Do you feel like
I'm
that's
about to go
the
crazy?
Yeah. You feel like that's
I'm
the
gonna
issue?
Hurt somebody.
It's just the problem. I mean, even from a spiritual standpoint, if somebody is abusive, they're just an abusive person. If you give them a badge, they're just going to use the badge to abuse.
Yeah, but
so it's an issue internally with the people that they're hiring.
Yeah, I feel like maybe, but I feel like all of it starts at the top.
Yeah,
but because a culture is nurtured by the leader, and so if she has a culture of if you do that again, every time you punch a kid, you lose this, you lose that, you lose that. And if it messes with your money, So therefore,
you'll think twice.
Therefore,
you get arrested. It's a crime.
But the culture is being nurtured by the top, which means because if all of them didn't come in like that, you probably had somebody that was like off the rip, crazy. But you ain't gonna put five of them together. So no. That's taught. That's a culture that's learned. And so therefore. That starts at the top. I don't know if that lady, she wasn't fired yet or what is she?
No.
But
she's the one that
she nurtures the culture. She's getting all the footage every night.
I don't think they've recognized that yet, that
it's
culture.
A culture. It is a culture of that unit.
Right.
All
right.
Nah, that's across the board. Because the Red Dogs in Atlanta had the same issue. Like, it's an issue, but there are people within the system that don't do that. I'm saying that there's police in the system that I wanted to get Sheriff on the show, but we weren't able to do it today. We got a sheriff here at Free Life.
Cooler.
Yeah. So, but I was talking to him Sunday. He said, you know, it's out of control. Well, he was talking about Memphis. He said, yeah, it's out of control up there. But they kind of know about Memphis. Like
everybody know about Memphis.
They know about up there, how they get down like that. It's almost like L.A., you know. And and how the cops were back then. Wow. Memphis is like the L.A. PD.
But it's all black.
What?
It's predominantly black in Memphis.
In most areas, yeah. Yeah.
Man,
but I don't understand how you can.
I'm talking about the police and what's going on with.
Yeah, but I don't understand how you can do this to somebody. Well, any human being. Like anybody, I can't do a white person. Like I can't do an Asian. I can't do it. It ain't got nothing to do with color right now. It like, how do you do this to a human being that's not fighting you? He never swung at
them. That's why
he never hit them.
You probably got one dude that's off the chain, and he's the leader. And once the leader is like that, then everybody got to follow suit. You know, man, we need to pray for this family.
Yeah.
We need to pray for even the families of the policemen, man. That these kids, their lives will never be the same. You know, because you're not only talking about people that want to hurt them in jail, but people want to hurt your family that's walking around every day because of what happened to this kid. You know, and so God, we need your help.
I think, I think it's a culture. It's been going on, and it finally got exposed. So
wow,
I think that right there is already an answer to prayer.
Yeah,
it got exposed.
Yeah,
and when you pray,
we prayed that in December.
We prayed that. We prayed in December.
It's happening. Yeah. Yes,
that things will be exposed. Corruption and systems will be in high places. All of these things. I believe that was an answer, you know, in itself.
Yep.
We pray for this family, man. Y'all keep this family in prayer, please.
Yep. And man, just stay tuned for how this thing gonna end, because this gonna be a template and a model moving forward. Yep. I don't think
game changer.
Yeah, game changer. Definitely game changer. Yeah. Wow. Hey, man, hit us up. In the comment section, tell us what y'all think. If there's any new information that we didn't update or get or whatever, put it in the comment section.
Yeah.
Put it so we can look at it.
And grandpa, everything came together. Come on the show, man.
And dad.
That means that paper got to be.
You know what it is when we in the booth.